say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. I want to give a big thank you to all of our sponsors on the show. I want to give a big thank you to everybody that has been on lately. We're almost done with November, about to roll into December, hot as hell. We are hitting, probably on this episode, our highest total of downloads ever in a year. I've got two of my homies with me today. It's going to kind of help have a good time, bullshit, promote some of their stuff. We're just going to have fun. I'll introduce y'all first, Miss Michelle Rain. How are you doing today, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
Glad to have you back on the show. I think last time you was on here, you were convincing me not to jack off in December, and I told you you were a fool.
That is absolutely true, but, hopefully you haven't this November either.
Bitch, please. I did it before we started this. And then with her is one of our friends to the show. She's traveled with us. She's been a sponsor on the show. She's just cool as shit. I've always liked this one. Miss Scarlett, how are you doing over in Texas, darling?
I'm good. I'm great. How are you, Josh?
Good. You are in Texas, right?
I'm actually in Reno right now because I'm shooting today, but I fly home in the morning because, you know me, I like shoot and then just fly right back home.
Yeah, see, that's what I wish everybody did. They just shot and then left. that's the way to be. Don't hang around too long. I'm already starting with fucking bad jokes, and it's because I'm hungover. I haven't been hungover for a show in a hot ass minute, but we're doing our fucking 8th annual toy drive right now, and it was supposed to be where we just did tits for toys to raise money for kids this year, instead of me having to drink myself silly a couple nights out of the week for the drinking game on social media. But yeah, that shit went south because I got banned permanently, device banned from Snapchat, just for showing tits and ass. I don't know how you girls, with everything that y'all do and what you have to promote, how the hell y'all even get by.
It's hard sometimes. Like I said, I was so used to getting deplatformed. So it's always a frustration when that happens. So I don't know. You just kind of get through it and make another one.
Yeah. Like I told you a while ago, bitch, I thought you died. I have not heard from you in a hot minute. Well, I think I have an effect on women to where either you really love me and you want to be in my corner, or you're like, this dude's probably a piece of shit.
This guy's a douche.
And the bad thing is, I get that about myself. I know I have such a strong personality, and I love talking shit to people so much that sometimes I forget, like, some people don't know how to take me until they're around me more. And I think I've even rubbed Scarlett wrong before.
I was about to say, like, you've been on the shit end of my stick a hot minute before. So, I mean, shit happens. We've been friends for years. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
I just don't know when to stop running my mouth. Like, and not necessarily, I don't think it's a bad way, but it's like, I take shit too far and I don't mean to. Like, it's just, I think that everybody else has the same sense of humor as I do. And that's not the case. And I need to be more sensitive to that towards some people until they get used to me. And it's hard sometimes, so I apologize to you publicly for being a cunt.
No, you totally weren't a cunt, but like, seriously, I kind of was being a little bitch, I'm pretty sure. So we're good. Like, we are even, Steven. We're good.
Now I gotta know what was going on.
We had a fun trip to the beach, and yeah. I said some smart ass shit at the beach. and I probably shouldn't have. I definitely came off wrong and came off very cunny. I don't care what she says. And it was meant to be a joke. And if you didn't know it was a joke and you were like on the outside listening to the conversation, yeah, it could be considered very, very cunty.
Okay.
Yeah. I just went to a bar, watched the Bama game by myself, and like pretty soon he Ubered over there. We were good after that. Like yeah. It was fine.
Yeah. So like Michelle, I want you to do this with us. I want Scarlett to definitely do some shit with us again, like in the next year. But like yeah. when we travel in groups. Like we take everybody that I care about with us. We record shows on location. It's just a good way to network with everybody and have fun at the same time, get work done. I mean, I know with what y'all do, I'm definitely not collabing with you, but on the podcast and stuff and just social media promotions from TikToks to Instagram posts to just having pictures taken, you know, like it's better when you have a good group of people around you that all have the same goal, which is, you know, being successful, regardless if it's successful showing you butthole on the internet or having a good podcast. Same fucking thing. I guess, hey, let's all come up with shit to do together to promote everybody's stuff. And when we were down at the beach and Scarlett was with us, there was a lot of personalities there. And it was just where, like, I don't know. The best way to say is, when all these personalities get in a room, one thing can be taken. And if somebody, like with me, if you start laughing about a joke that I'm telling, it is in my mindset to keep going with the joke and take it farther and farther and farther until somebody's probably going to get their feelings hurt, but it's not meant to be to where they get their feelings hurt. And I always have to remember that some people just, you know, they don't get me yet. But you would make, you both, now that we're doing stuff with Sarah Blake and Tawny and Alyssa Hale and all the wonderful people that were around all the time, you two would just, y'all would love it. Y'all would eat it up, which I don't know if you, Michelle, I don't even know if you party or anything. Like you just, you'd be looking like you just be in the gym all the fucking time.
I mean, I party, but it's not like one of those things where I'm like doing it every single night. Like if I'm going on a collab or something like that, I'll do it and have fun and enjoy my time. But I mean, I don't go out every weekend or anything like that.
Yeah, you seem like a homebody.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm very chill, mellow, but like I can get along with everybody. So
you seem like somebody I would love to eat edibles with.
I love edibles.
Yeah,
so yeah,
yeah, I can tell. Scarlett, do you eat edibles? I don't remember if
yeah, I think about we I think we've done some together even, but I'm totally up for Michelle coming because I'm collabing with her. Like that's I'm in yeah. already.
Well, I don't know if y'all had a chance to see the video that I posted yesterday yet with Tawny, but we like there's been this thing going around for like a couple of months now because of something I said on the show. Because I don't subscribe to anybody's OnlyFans, but I've always said like I have a top 10 if I was going to, and it's not really a top 10. I think it ended up being like fucking 15 people or some shit. But I made the video and I exposed myself for who would be in there, and both of y'all are. Like if I was going to, I would subscribe to y'all shit, and I just can't. I just cannot make myself do it. And anyway, when she was looking at y'all's profiles yesterday, along with the other girl she didn't know, she said the same thing that you just said, Scarlett. She was like, I'd collab with them bitches. Like, those are bad bitches.
Hell yeah.
This is where y'all talk.
Yeah, I'm totally down with collabing with you.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Totally a lot of fun. All those trips are a blast. So, and I really think, like we said, like, if we could network more together, like, literally the growth is kind of, there's no really ceiling to it. You know what I mean? Like it just yeah. would do everybody a lot of, and it's a lot of fun. So
yeah, I'm totally down with that.
And it's just really good to have like make new friends that I'm obviously not in y'all's, what y'all do, but it's nice for y'all to be able to have people that don't judge you. Don't like, oh gosh, she does that. It's just cool to have more people in your corner that understands your lifestyle.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, it's also nice to be able to like meet all the different personalities and like what one person brings to the table, like another person has like different ideas. So it's nice to get like different perceptions from the different people on how to do things. And I think that really helps like with your business and everything.
Yeah. It's got to, like I always say, creative people make you more creative if you're a creative person. So like being around other people, like for me, you guys, like I'll get a good idea after the show for something I want to do, like another podcast or whatever, like, or just a TikTok video or Instagram post. And if I was just sitting here by myself today, you know, just twiddling my thumbs, playing with my balls or something like that, I wouldn't have got it. Like it's iron sharpens iron. And, you know, it just, it's so much better when you're around people that have the same mindset as you.
100%.
So yeah. What have you been doing, Miss Michelle? Well, both of y'all, since it's been a year since I really caught up with Scarlett, but it's been, I guess, two since you've been on the show. What the fuck you been up to?
So I've still been doing like my Dom contents, but I do that like part-time. So I think the last time we, one of the times that I was on your show, I told you about how I sold a guy some jizz covered Oreos, I think. Didn't I, right?
I can't, as soon as you said jizz covered Oreos, I remember something about it, but that seems like it's been a hot ass minute.
Yeah, so I did that.
Were you the gummy worm girl?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. I remember. I remember.
So
you're a disgusting human being and I'm fucking here for it.
Hey, if I'm making money and I'm making good money, I am going to sell you some nasty shit.
I love it. I love it.
So recently I had a guy buy for $2,000 some gummy worms that I had to put in my ass, and then I had to fart them onto him. So I made $2,000 off of that. And that was a lot of fun.
I'm vanilla, bro. Like, the more and more I talk to y'all, the more and more I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I was not made for this generation. Absolutely. I just like getting my dick sucked every now and then. If somebody was like, hey, you know what I really like? Gummy worms out my butthole. I'd be like, you need to find a new dude.
Right? But it's kind of cool to like meet all these people with all these different kinks, for me at least.
Scarlett, what's like some, have you had anything like that been proposed to you?
Yeah, I mean, everything is super, super interesting. And as I'm growing and expanding, you know, I've been doing this for years. I'm like, I kind of was in my own little circle and bubble. And, you know, since being divorced for 7 years, I kind of was like, okay, I'm going to expand all these ridiculous raunchy DMs and just send them links. And I kind of just worked that group for so long. But like now that I'm expanding and it's like my platform has just got such a big outreach, like it's crazy to me the requests that come up. Like some guy paid me $2,000 to put a freaking pepper in my ass. Like literally a chili pepper. And it kind of like scared me at first. I was like, this is a little intimidating. Like, will that shit like tear me up back there? But whatever. I mean, everybody's got their different kinks and fetishes. So
I feel like chili peppers pass through my asshole all the time and I don't get paid $2,000 for it.
You really? Look like a chili pepper eating guy.
I eat nothing but spice. Yeah, I am very Caucasian, except my taste buds. My taste buds are an old black man named Earl. If it ain't got Louisiana hot sauce on it or Texas Pete or it's seasoned, I'm gonna fucking put some shit on it. Even at Thanksgiving, the people I ate with, I had to tell them before I came over, I was like, look, I know how fucking Caucasian you are. If you like, be real with me. If you're just gonna put salt and pepper on your shit, I'm still gonna eat it. But I know y'all don't have hot sauce. I'm gonna bring hot sauce, and I have to have heat. But I'm not, the chili pepper in the ass is kind of weird to me. Did it burn?
It didn't. I was surprised. At first, I was like, "Oh fuck! What if the thing?" Bust, you know what I mean? Because it's like the seeds or whatever, but nothing, like it was good. I was good to go. So
Did you have to eat it or anything like weird afterwards?
No, like he literally wanted me to mail it to him.
He's cooked that shit up when he got it.
And I think the weirdest thing is, like, I have numerous requests about, to me, it's odd. Like, I guess it shouldn't be, but guys, like, where they will order my panties and then I'll mail them, but then they send videos of them wearing them. Like, that's, like, the biggest kink on my page. And I don't know where that has even came from, but it's, like, literally dozens of times this has happened. So it's like a bit, it's like a big niche, I guess, for guys. I don't know. It was just something I wasn't aware of.
There's a girl that I used to date. I've never told this before. Never. But ever since I started doing mushrooms, it's like, I will guarantee you that this bitch has told somebody that she likes this, or anybody that ever knew I was seeing her. Other men already knew that she liked this. She used to like for you to put on your panties, her panties, to give you head.
What?
Yeah, it was fucking weird. It's the weirdest thing. But look, way she sucked dick, you'd put on her panties just so you could get some. Like, I am not one that wants to put on a thong or whatever she would make me put on. But if it came down to me getting my dick sucked or not because of those panties, I was putting them the fuck on.
All right. So what color panties did you end up wearing?
I don't remember. There were several times.
Oh,
yeah. I'll tell you all this. I don't know how you wear the lacy shit. That shit irritated the fuck out of me. Like, it's not cool. It's like the boy shorts, though. Like, the little, like, it's kind of silky material or whatever. That was pretty cool. I busted a pair. everything was all extremely tight on me, though. Like, it was very weird. She was weird. She's the kinkiest girl I've ever been with. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to missionary now. I wasn't made for this lifestyle.
But you did it. So looks like she had you wrapped around her finger.
This bitch could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. Like, she could suck a golf ball through a 100-foot water hose. I don't know what she was taught and how much her daddy didn't love her as a child. But whatever it was, I'm glad. I'm glad he abandoned her, because she was just a treat. She was a pleasure to be around.
Well, there you go. That's all you need. Like, for real, for real.
She's part of the reason why I love my daughter so much, and I'm always there for her, because I don't want her to turn out like this nasty bitch. Because everybody's like, well, I already think Gracie is going to be a stripper. Like, I really do, but she's a genius. Like, she's top of her class and everything. She's good at sports. She's probably going to be a doctor, but she's lazy like me. Like, she's literally, when she finds out, she'll be like, you know what? I can go show my butthole and make $1 million this month, or I can go to work. Gracie's probably going to be like, here comes my butthole. And I'll be like, you know what, Grace? That's cool. Just buy me a new truck. speaking of that, because I'm cool with anything like that with Gracie. Like, me and her have had weird conversations about, like, because she knows I do a lot of shows with girls like y'all, and like Gracie, I try to teach her to respect everybody. Like, she doesn't know, like, it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from, some shit just makes sense for other people. And some people, like, I know y'all probably catch hell for having OnlyFans. Every girl that we have on does. But, like, I try to teach Grace, like, hey, look, some shit, people have different morals. You can't say who's right or who's wrong. Everybody's point of view is different on this kind of stuff. I admire y'all doing it. I think it's cool as fuck. It makes so much sense to me for some of y'all to do it. It makes no sense for some bitches to do it, but I would tell them that. But, like, with y'all, do y'all catch shit from your families or catch shit from people, like, in your communities?
Well, my family doesn't really care. They will, like, a lot of the comments that I get is like, oh, fatherless activity. Like, that's the number one comment. Or like, she has no dad or whatever. But honestly, like, my parents could give two shits about what I do, because even when I was in high school, I was already doing, like, stuff that I wanted to do anyway. So they were like, well, I'm not going to be able to control her, so I might as well just love her anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, if I'm happy, I'm not hurting anybody. I mean, I hurt people on purpose, but they pay me. But if I'm not hurting people, then it doesn't matter. Like, they, like I said, they could give two shits. I mean, I just went to a wedding, what was it, like 2-3 weeks ago? And I got recognized there right away by like four people. I had three people on my OnlyFans message me, hey, I saw you at the wedding. And then the band that was playing there went to the groom and was like, hey, is this so-and-so? Like, they pulled up my Midwest baddie Instagram. They're like, is this her? And the groom was like, yep, that's her. But they already knew about it. So, like, majority of my friends and family already know about what I do. So they just don't care anymore, really.
They probably think it's cool.
They do. Like, I've gotten asked multiple times, like, is it worth it? Like, I'm thinking about doing it. I'm like, okay, you can do it. But just realize that if you ever get big one day, like, people are going to notice you. And I know a few of them have, like, really good jobs. So I'm like, the money is fantastic, but like I said, people are going to notice what you do, and there's not going to always be people that are on your side. So is it, make sure it's really worth it for you to start one. Otherwise, don't start it.
What about you, Scarlett?
Yeah, I think you just got to know, like, you've got to have some hard skin. If you know me, you know I do. Like, I give zero fucks, but I am a single mom. I recently... which you'll kind of be surprised, Josh, by this, because we hadn't talked really about it. But just recently this summer, like, my ex-husband went fucking rogue on me about all of it, because, like, my growth has been so, so big in the last 6 months. And so he's drug me back to court. Like, it was insane. Like, the whole thing. And it was based on nothing but my OF. And I mean, the judge was like, what? Like, what is, this is ridiculous. And so, and not just that, but like, I come from a small town in North Texas. And so everybody knows everybody. We're connected in some kind of way in Dallas and Fort Worth as well. So, like, just going out to brunch, I've been recognized before, like, with girlfriends. And it's like, you just got to learn that just because your moral and ethical code is different from someone else's does not mean that they're right and you're wrong, or you're right and they're wrong. It's like, stay in your own fucking lane and don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Like, literally, that's what it is. So, and I kind of, you know, I have grown children, I have teenage children, and it gets a little bit stickier of a situation as you grow, I've learned, but learning how to have those age appropriate conversations and just, like I said, age appropriate, but be real as well. And just be as completely as transparent as you can be on their age level. And so I've had to learn to do that. But outside of that, this isn't all I do. My kids know, like, I bust my ass in every aspect, and especially on, I treat this just like I have any other business that I've ever owned. And I think that that's why, like, I've been a little more successful than I even expected to be, is because I literally treat it like a business. So once you do that and you kind of change the viewpoint of that, then I think it helps a lot.
Yeah. Let me ask you, do either one of y'all still work like a 9-to-5?
No,
I do. I'm still a physician liaison for a vascular surgeon.
What is your, what's your employers think about it?
My main doctor is totally fine with it. I'm very transparent about it. I had to be. His wife is, like, super supportive of me, so that helps. But I feel like if I ever, like, something ever happened with my job where I had to, like, be back out in the job market, it would be very, very, very difficult. So, yeah. So learning to really use this to me as a key to, like, invest in other businesses, invest in properties, and kind of plan for my future and my children's future with the money I'm making now, because it's fleeting. Like, I'm MILF status. I'm older than a lot of these girls that are doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I keep in mind. And I really like push to not live without or outside of my means and plan for the future.
Yeah. I've been surprised of how many women have blown up with it, blew the money, and now like they're having to go back to work. I've always kind of thought it was crazy for you to leave your job unless you were asked to leave your job. And to be real with you, cause I'm such a prick that if I had one, and I would almost go get a new job, I would almost go have a job and do one on the side, because I really do think there's going to be a discrimination case come out soon. The girl that we've had on recently, the teacher that's made all this money in the past 6 months that got fired over in Missouri, she's fucking an amazingly good person. And she found something that made her happy, made some extra money. Teachers don't get paid shit anyway. And now she's making made $1 million in 6 months, right? So like her getting in trouble for that and being asked to kind of leave, she resigned on her own recognizance though. So that's not a lawsuit. But Sarah Blake down in Florida, all the shit that's happening to her right now, there's definitely going to be a lawsuit. And there's got to be a million others that bad shit has happened because of, you know, I think it's going to be called like sexual discrimination. Like you can't tell somebody what they can do in their own home and privately, like as long as you're not fucking on the doctor's desk and taking videos of it. I don't see how you should, like you just said a while ago, it's going to be difficult for you to find a job if you ever have to. I don't think it's going to. I think it's going to become one of them things that like you can't say anything about it. You can't ask somebody their sexual preference, if they're gay or straight, bi, whatever. If you can't ask that on an application, you shouldn't be able to ask if you have OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I mean, like for me, like I have mine as like my own LLC. So I have it as under like marketing and stuff, or online marketing. So even if I were to like go back and try to find like a 9-to-5 job somewhere, I would just say that I do marketing and then use my LLC behind it. So I have that, but like she said, I have been trying to, so I have like a rental property now. So I've been investing all the stuff that I make into like different things so that I set myself up for the future.
You want to buy a little piece of Raising Grace Studio? It's real. It's getting up there, baby. I am a bastard. Anywho. Yeah, well, let me ask you. You said something else too, Scarlett. You said it's going to be fleeting. I've always said that it's going to run out for everybody anyway. Like it's just the thing right now, and it's been for a couple of years. I think it's still got a couple more years coming. Have y'all seen a decline in your numbers?
This year I've made more than I've ever made. And I just had like a 6-figure month. So
I'm getting a fucking OnlyFans, dude. I'm doing this shit wrong.
So I would say, honest, in this business, you have your ups and downs. Everybody is totally different. Like some months, one girl was saying that she was completely down, but I was like making hella money. So I feel like it's different for everybody. It just matters how much you put into it. And honestly, what is trending too?
What do you mean? What is trending?
I don't know. I feel like last year was like the scene girls were really trending, or like the really thin farm girls were trending. And more so, I feel like this year, more so the end, is like the thicker girls, big ass, that sort of thing is trending.
Thicker girls are always going to be trending with me, babe. That ain't a trend. That is a lifestyle. I will take y'all thick bitches over skin and bones any day. I get, you know how often I get in trouble for saying that? You would think that skinny bitches would just leave me the fuck alone. They can do whatever they want, wherever the hell they want. You know, men love little petite bitches. I don't like them. I don't think they're unattractive. I don't know. I want a bitch I can wrestle with. I've always wanted that. Like I want to be kind of scared of you getting on top sometimes. I want you to fucking break something on me. Yeah, I want to fight a bitch in my weight class. And I don't get it. I don't know how. I would think just from you two, y'all would blow away any of the skinny bitches.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Which, you know what? I don't follow a lot of skinny bitches anyway. So I can't sit here and tell you who's like the baddest skinny one. But it's like, I know y'all's content 100% better. It's got to be. And I just know y'all would be more fun. Like, sexually would be way more fun than fucking hauling around a mop everywhere you go.
I love it. But it's true.
Do what?
Yeah, like, I feel like it's true with the thicker, and it's finding your niche. I've learned that, like, really expanding on your own niche and just rocking what you have. And, like, for me, like, I embrace the MILF thing. I embrace the GILF thing. Like, I embrace who I am and the age I am and the way my body is. And so being showing your confidence and really bringing that out is what's going to really drive you and keep your subscribers. And so I know from before, like, I had a turnover, you know, like about a 90-day turnover. And again, I look at this in a business perspective. So I'm a numbers girl. But learning to really expand on my niche and learning to really cater to my certain amounts of my following has kept them. And so that's where my focus is now. Not so much, you know, my growth is there now and I'm happy with it, but just really, really catering to my following and making sure that they stay and that they're loyal and that they know, like, hey, it's me. You're not talking to some bot, you know what I mean? And so it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. People think that, I think the biggest misconception on this is that you can just post a bunch of nudes and you're good to go. And like, it's so much more than that. Like, the digital marketing aspect of this can get, like, it can be a lot. It's a full-time job for sure.
I agree. It's constant.
What's your niche or whatever the fuck it's called, Michelle?
I don't know. Like, I've gotten more into like the cuck stuff this year. So I feel like this year that's more so my niche.
The cuck stuff?
Yeah, like cuckold, all that. So I've done like multiple scenes this year that did like fantastic.
You are speaking a fucking different language to me right now. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, so cuck is when you're having sex with somebody and you have somebody watching that likes to watch and likes to be degraded as you're fucking somebody else. So,
absolutely not. there is nothing about that I'm over here and making my little pecker hard. No, thank you. I've been watching enough people fuck the rest of my life. It's time. It's my time.
It's your time. Yeah. So I just did a scene where I cucked a female. So I was fucking her husband and talking shit to her the entire time and taught her how to suck dick better so that she could be better for her husband. And I don't know. It was a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will pay you not to degrade me, please. Like, I've gone 36 years with bitches being mean to me. I don't need one doing it anymore. Absolutely not. But is that, I mean, well, let me ask you this, Michelle. If it was everyday real life, not doing business, like OnlyFans is a job, I consider it a job. Is that something that you like? Or is it something that you...
Yeah, I don't. So my content is everything that I am into, all the kinks that I'm into. I won't put something on my page if I don't like it, just because you'll know in my face if I don't like it, or if it's just, I'll just feel uncomfortable doing the video. And so that's typically anything that I like in real life is what I'll put on my page.
I got you. I have seriously been thinking about doing one, but not like under regular circumstances. Like, I want to do one where it's funny. And because somebody told me the other day, I got a buddy, and he was like, dude, there's guys that will pay you to talk shit to them, like to be ugly to them. And I was like, I already do that shit for free. Like, yeah. And then I was starting to think about it. I was like, dude, what would I say to them? And they're like, they're going to ask you to talk about their dick and be mean to them about it. And I was like, I could do that. I could look at a little pecker and be degrading. I do it every day to myself, so I could probably do that. I could do that to somebody.
Those dick ratings are my favorite. I love doing dick ratings and degrading the shit out of
them. That's what Tawny was saying. She said they're fun to do.
Yeah, they are.
That's insane. If either one of you or anybody I have ever been around was to be like, you got a little dick. That's the cutest little picker I ever did saw. You little bitch. I would go play in fucking traffic. I would jump off the tallest building I could find.
You have a small dick?
I mean, it's not the smallest, but it damn straight. But the good Lord knew not to give me a big dick. I would be.
That's why he made you funny.
Yeah. It wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair because if you have a big dick and you're funny, yeah, it's over with. The rest of the world is going to hate you. You are going to be a cocky, arrogant bastard. And I'm confident with myself anyway, but if you gave me a slong, I don't know, it's over with. I'm just going to walk up. Like, I couldn't take it serious. I would, like, walk up and tap my friends with it. Like, it wouldn't even be for, like, sexual reasons. I just would want my friends to know that my dick was bigger than theirs. Like, I'd be playing golf and I'd putt with it.
I'm trying not to die laughing right now. Like, I'm
I can see him like slapping somebody across the face with it.
Yeah, I would. I try to do that now. It just only gets to their chin. Hey, I'll tell you though, when that thing is on, it gets harder than Chinese algebra and it's got the flex to it. Like it goes up. Well, now because I beat off so much, it goes up and to the left. But yeah, it's a quality penis. I'm very happy with it. It's always got me where I wanted to be.
What about them?
I don't give a fuck about them. It's a race, baby. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to lose.
So, Scarlett, don't have sex with him ever.
Papa! funny to me.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Oh God.
Yeah. Funny. yeah. Anywho, you can't tell if I'm blushing or my blood pressure just went up, but it's the same. Anywho, oh God.
On to the next.
No. Yeah, on to the next. So y'all like church? Awkward. See, this is where most people will be like, I'm gonna cut that out as soon as I get done with this. And me, I'm like, I'm clipping that shit. That's just fire. I could give a fuck less. I'm proud of every piece of ass I've ever got. It's just I'm like the kid who grew up getting participation trophies. So it's like anytime like someone wants to sleep with me, it's like I've earned it. Like I've done something right. So you got a little badge of honor, like a little badge. But Michelle, you're not beating the shit out of me, and you're not, what is it called, cuckolding?
Yep.
Yeah, you can't do that. That would scare me.
We'll see.
See, maybe. You know what? I always like a you'll see instead of you've lost your goddamn mind, because that's usually what I get.
I'm playing videographer on this one because I gotta see this shit go down for real.
Well. Look,
I want you to get all angles.
No. Trust me, there might be one good angle of me out of 100. I've made like sex tapes before with people I've dated, and every time I look back at it, it's like, delete as fucking fast as possible.
The only good angle is when you're on top.
fuck that. I always, I'm kind of, I don't think I'm weird. But I always like getting a video of getting hit. Like, that's always been cool to me. Especially like if she's a nasty, like, you know, it makes a fucking mess. That's my favorite thing of all time. And, but no, like me actually fucking, well, we can hit like fast forward on that. There's nobody wants to see that. I've had though, like some girls that have OnlyFans, they've told me, they was like, I don't know why you don't do this. Like, I've had one person offer me a nice chunk of change to film a video with her and start one. And this person makes stupid fucking money. And they were like, look, you've already got a big following on social media. You got top 1% podcast in the world. You'll make fucking bank and I'll pay you up front. And I was like, I just can't. Like, it's just not for me. I could do some funny shit on there. Like, I don't care about having a naked picture took of me, but I would want them to be funny. Like, I would want it to be like, I'm thinking about, since our toy drive got fucked with tits for toys, I'm thinking about doing one and it just being like for the month of December to help out with our Christmas drive. But like, that would start off like the first one, like me be laying on a bed with a Christmas tree coming out of my butt cheeks. Like, shit like that. That's funny. Like, I don't think I'm not a sexy person when I'm doing what I want to be, but like, I don't like that about myself. I don't want to try to be sexy. I would rather be funny. I'd rather have fun with it than take myself serious. And my thing is, I just wonder if anybody would buy into it or if they'd be like, this is fucking stupid.
No, I think it would do it good, because like you see all over TikTok when guys do the like the beer trends because the girls do it or whatever, but they make them funny. Like, those were the videos that I liked the most.
Did y'all ever see mine?
I think so. When was that? That was like a while ago, right?
Yeah, it's like 2 years ago. I laid on my podcast table bare ass. Like, have you ever seen, because I love this picture, I really want to get this picture blown up and put in my house, but I think everybody would be like, why the fuck does Josh have a naked Burt Reynolds picture in his house? I love Burt Reynolds. I don't know if y'all do. I am obsessed with everything Burt Reynolds. He has a picture of him from like the 70s where he's laying on this bear or this tiger skin rug, and the only thing that's covering up his dick is the tiger's head. And it is the most 70s looking badass picture of all time. And like, I really do want it above my bed, but I am a single 36-year-old man. I don't know how people are going to view that I have a naked picture of Burt Reynolds above my bed. What's crazy is growing up all over my walls when I was a kid or a teenager or whatever, nothing but Maxim pictures, Playboy bunnies, all this kind of stuff. Now at 36, I'm like, I want a naked Burt Reynolds above my bed. What the fuck has happened to me?
I could totally see you doing this, yeah, for sure.
I think I'm going to. And I've got like I got a lot of nice shit from the studio. Like, I could have fun with a lot of stuff, but it's just like, I don't even know how you get started with it.
Like with OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I feel like for guys it's harder, but you have like all the marketing skills and everything like that. So
yeah. So I thought about doing this if I did this. You ever seen like the chicken toy that they give dogs that's got the long neck that squeaks? I thought about going to Walmart and getting one of those, and then making a video to where like my back is turned to like the camera as like a teaser to it. And like, I'm sitting there and I'm like choking the actual chicken, and then me turn around and be like, if you want to see more of me choking my chicken, yeah, go find this. Like, I thought, but I wouldn't want people to come in there. Like, I wouldn't want women to come in there and be like, I don't know what they would ask for. I don't know what people, if I want to do it as funny, as a joke, playful, have fun with it, I don't want people to get mad if I'm not in there railing somebody or whatever. I don't know what people expect from shit.
I would totally subscribe and be like, cream pie me with that chicken, Josh.
See? See? And then what I would do, because I'm fucking an asshole, I would make a video of me going to get like a Raggedy Ann doll, because that's the closest thing I can think to you being a fucking redhead, and getting a pie sheet and putting cream in it and doing that, and that's what I would send back to you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I would do some nasty, funny shit that you can't do anywhere else on social media, but I don't know who all would think it was funny. Like, I think it's fucking hilarious. If a bitch tells me to cream pie her and I mail her a fucking unopened Twinkie or something like that. Like, I would think it was fucking genius. But then a bitch opens the fucking mail and sees a Twinkie and they're like, what the fuck? Now I want to try it, to be real with you. Now I'm sitting over thinking about, I think I'm starting OnlyFans today. I think I'm going to, and I think I'm going to start off with the chicken, and then you just gave me a good idea with the cream pie. I'll be like, hey, you know, for $50, I will mail you some cream pie, but actually, like, send them like a little Debbie snack.
I think you could cream pie in or come in it and send it to her.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm not. No, but, see, that's where you're like the people that follow you. They'd be like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, if you jizz in a fucking oatmeal cream pie, but to me, it's like I want to give this as a bitch to a snack. Like, see, it's not. Y'all are like, he's fucking stupid, but I think it would be funny. It is my type of humor.
He's twisted. You can just twist everything to some prank.
I mean, everything's already a sexual innuendo anyway. Like, anything that you say to me, I can probably turn into something sexual. And I would imagine anything that they asked, I would fucking, like, yeah, I could make some stupid shit happen. Some fucking stupid shit. And I think with, like, all of my friends that have them, like, I would imagine if I added up last night when I tagged y'all in all that one post with Tawny talking about like my top 15 or whatever the fuck it was. I bet you if you added everybody together on there, there's like probably a couple hundred subscribers, 100,000 subscribers, I mean, between all of y'all. And it's like, okay, yeah. If I'm already, I don't know, do y'all charge people to share their shit on your pages?
I don't really do that. I like to keep my page like my page.
Yours?
Yeah, just because they subscribe to me to see me, so I feel like if I'm spamming them with other people's stuff, I don't know, it's just not my vibe. I know a lot of people that do it and it works for them, but yeah,
I do the shout outs on my free page only, but like I sell it to the girls that want the shout out. For a long time, I did just like shout out for shout out on free pages, because of course your free page is going to grow exponentially bigger than your paid page at first.
I didn't realize people had free pages.
Yeah. Like I just do a free page, like little teasers, and everything has like a little paywall behind it. And then it's just literally like a sales funnel, like any other sales job. And so that's where I allow the shout out to shout out thing. But, and a lot of girls really, really like it as you grow, and like they have the same niche, and you know what I mean? Or they'll find you on TikTok and they'll be like, hey, she kind of, you know, there's some kind of like common denominator there. So then they're like, okay, you're following will like me too, obviously. So can I do a shout out for shout out? So I know for a long time, like when we all first really started on this in COVID, like, or me anyway, that was the big thing, is like, I'm a woman's woman. I'm all about building up and helping other women. But I don't do any of that on my paid page. Like my paid page is just me. The way I look at it is just like Michelle said, like they're there to see me, you know?
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. So no one's going to share my shit. Y'all didn't have to be nice about it. Y'all could have been like, no, bitch, I'm good. Like, do you have a horrible idea?
I will totally share you, Josh. You just got to like do the Christmas tree thing. And I honestly
think I'm going to do it today. How do you actually start a page?
You just go on and plug in your information. You have to like set up your bank account and have that all verified, and then upload your ID and all that stuff too.
How long does it take you for you get paid?
Depends on when the person pays for something. So I think if within the banking system, it takes like 2 weeks for their stuff to clear. And then once that's cleared, then it goes into like an available balance for you to be able to cash out.
Got you.
Yeah.
I feel like I could make some money and really piss people off at the same time. I think it'd be fun. I love
right up your alley.
Do what?
I said it's right up your alley.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun. Plus, I already do shit with all y'all. Why not? Right. But like, I wouldn't want, how do I put this? Like, I would want to make a play on stuff to where, let's say Yellowstone. Let's say I would want to be like Rip, but like funny, like, you know, like little rocking horses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I would want to be on like a little rocking horse and I'd be like, today we're doing a Yellowstone photo shoot. I'm going to be Rip. And then like, I would want to make it funny on the rocking horse and then like have some woman there with me that I'm completely ignoring. I've always thought that there's like this whole market for guys that look like the everyday dude like me. I don't fucking look like Thor. I don't go to the gym. I got dad bod. Like, I've always thought it'd be funny to do funny videos or pictures, like even on TikTok, maybe not even nudity, with like women like you guys that are just gorgeous and badass sexy bitches. But it would be like the play on it to where you lighting my cigar, you making me a drink, and like me using somebody as like a footstool. Like just having fun with it to where it's like, okay, the average guy can, you know, kind of ignore the hot girl for the first time ever. I think it'd be funny, which probably not. I'm the only person that thinks half this shit's funny. I love my ideas. I get my fucking ideas. And then right now,
I think you're probably onto something a lot more than what you even realize, just because honestly, like you are, like Michelle said, you already have that following. And I feel like on OnlyFans, you either have to have one or two things to like really, really substantially be making like good money. And it is, you already bring your following, like your TikTok, Instagram, Reddit, whatever the case is, your Twitter following, and you're knocking it out of the park right off the bat. Or you're one of those people that are brand new to any social platform and you can make such controversy around you that it draws more attention. And I know that sounds so cliche, but it's like the more people you irritate and piss off and you're like, you know what I mean? Like me, I'm a single mom of 8 kids and it pisses everybody off that I do this. So that's why it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it would piss everybody in my communities off. And then I would be like, go look, you fucking bastards. You're not even seeing my dick. You got to pay $100 to see my dick. No woman would ever.
No,
absolutely not. They would never. But if I made it funny, it would have to be such satire that you knew that it's not trying to be sexy. And that's what's funny about it.
Yes. I feel like that would be your top niche right there for sure. Because, like, there's some guys where they'll subscribe to my profile or whatever, and then we'll get, like, a notification saying that they made, like, an OnlyFans, and now they're charging a subscription, and it'll be, like, $60 sometimes. And I'm, like, because I can still see, like, the stuff that they post on it, and it's just, like, a dick pic in the shower or, like, a weird angle of, like, their dick, and I'm, like, $50, $60 for this is crazy. I don't know.
I would put my balls on everything. You would never see Shaft. I would go places and I would put my nuts on them. I have huge balls. I am all balls. I would go and I would just set nuts on everything. I would go to Huddle House. and like I would put my nuts on a Huddle House menu and take a quick pic. Like I would make it to where's Josh's nuts at today? And I think people would think that was funny. I think it's funny.
It'd be good. I like it. Yeah, it's a good idea.
I would have to. I've got one too, so it's fucked up. I've got a kilt. I would just wear a kilt everywhere and teabag the shit out of America.
I fucking love this shit.
Yeah. I'm there for it.
Y'all are.
I'll be your videographer.
Please. Absolutely. But thing is, my dick would get shy around you guys. My balls would seize up inside of me, because then it would be like, I would have to get somebody that I've, and I mean this with all due respect to both of you, I find you extremely attractive. Like, I do my best not to sexualize like you guys anymore, especially if I'm doing work and stuff with you. I feel like that just kind of fucks some shit sometimes. Like, I try to make it, hey, we're friends. Let's work together. Let's have fun. Do shows, promote each other's shit, all that kind of stuff. So I do my best not to sexualize the people I work with anymore. But you can't help but lusting after a bad bitch. I think I would have a hard time, like, trying to be funny around y'all. Like, doing stuff like, if anything else with my clothes on, I could be funny as fuck. Anything with your clothes on. But both of y'all, I hadn't stopped looking at your tits since we started this thing. I wish you both would have wore goddamn turtlenecks.
Here, hold on.
Yeah, please. Jesus Christ. Everybody else in America wants to see them, and I'm like, please don't show me your titties right now, because if you do, Tawny did that shit right there to me yesterday, and I forgot fucking what I was talking about for 5 minutes. I don't realize how much. This? Yeah. Bitch,
it's the jiggle. It's the jiggle.
Yep.
Big fan of the jiggle. That's the clip for this. I forget how much of a fucking Neanderthal I am and how much I have fucking gorilla brain until women do that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I haven't evolved that much from a caveman. I haven't. It's stupid to me how you can just do this. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and give this bitch my credit card, my social security number, a key to the house. It's ridiculous.
I just love that Michelle and I were matching. I was like, she's my girl already.
Yep.
I ain't going to lie to y'all. I love that you're matching. Anyway. Well, girls, I appreciate y'all hanging out. Before we get off here, drop your links to everything. Tell people where they can go find you. And I just hope y'all have a great holidays. And I hope y'all help me get rich on OnlyFans today. Because I think as soon as I get off here, I'm going to go buy the chicken at Walmart. And I'm going to buy the smallest Christmas tree possible. And I'm already thinking of ways to maneuver a Christmas tree between my butt cheeks. And to make some inappropriate pictures. Like jingle balls. Like I think I'm going to get some ornaments to where my nuts go. Like, or I'm going to paint my balls like nuts.
There you go. I like that idea.
Yeah, I'm going to paint
my balls. If you don't send me these, I'm going to be mad.
I will. You just got
to. I'm all in for, I'm thinking that me and Michelle need to, like, meet you in Nashville at some point and do the chili pepper to you.
No.
Hell yeah.
No. If not.
While he wears his kilt.
Yes.
No.
And I'll play with this tea bag while you're inserting it.
There you go.
Okay, I might have just got hard. I didn't know that was gonna turn me on, but I'm over here like, all right.
It was a finger movement.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. Like, it was,
and the titties, everything together.
Yeah. You're not touching my butthole. That is 100% never happening. I do not want my asshole touched whatsoever. I know what happens back there. You don't want a part of this, Ricky Bobby.
It's spicy back there.
Yeah. And that ain't because of a chili pepper. It's because of IBS. Anyway, drop y'all social media. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. My Instagram is MidwestBaddie88. And you can find my OnlyFans. It's Goddess Rain, and spelled GoddessRaynne. And it's the same for Twitter as well.
Okay, everything with me is under Scarlet Benz, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit. You can find me on, I don't know how many TikTok accounts now, a lot, because I get banned a lot. My Reddit following is awesome, so get on there, like, plug into that. But Instagram, of course, it's SCARLETT Benz, BENZE.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, I appreciate you coming on the show today, having some fun with me. Yeah, y'all are right though. You do have to come to Nashville. Both of y'all hang out with us or come down to Georgia for a couple of days. What, all the shit that I have here at the studio and everything, we'll make some content. We'll do some fun shit. Yeah, because I'm finna be the king of OnlyFans. Everybody in the world's fixing to want to see where my balls are at today.
I love it.
I'm here for it.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, thank each and every one of y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. I will catch y'all next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.